Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here is your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by Social Media Examiner. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. Today, I'm going to be joined by Nikki Saunders, and we're going to explore how to promote and sell with Instagram Live. If you've been resisting using Instagram Live or you're not sure the fundamentals of how to get started with it and ultimately how to promote and sell your products, you're going to eat this episode up like candy, trust me. By the way, I'm at Stelzner on Instagram. And if you're new to this podcast, be sure to follow this show because we've got some amazing content coming up and you don't want to miss it. Hey, I've got a quick question for you. Are you all in on Instagram, but you're overwhelmed by a never-ending stream of direct messages? Do you feel like you're losing out on turning legit prospects into customers? Do you know you're leaving money on the table, but there's only so much of you to go around? Your solution is Instagram DM automation by ManyChat, the platform that turns your Instagram conversations into conversions. Here's what ManyChat does for you. Number one, it reduces your stress by instantly answering your followers' most common questions directly within Instagram DMs, so you can focus on other business building tasks. Number two, ManyChat supercharges your Instagram promotions. For example, ask your followers to DM you a keyword and ManyChat will guide them towards a sale without you doing a thing. Number three, ManyChat effortlessly collects email addresses or phone numbers, enabling you to move those Instagram conversations to a platform you can control. Plus, Instagram comments can trigger automations. The best part, you can start testing ManyChat's advanced features for free. Simply visit ManyChat.com/SME for 30-day free access to ManyChat's full-featured pro account. For faster setup, do this in front of your computer. Again, visit ManyChat.com/SME. You support this show by checking out our sponsors. Hey, I've got a quick question for you. Do you lack the confidence to run Facebook and Instagram ads for your business? Do you feel like you're missing out on an enormous pool of future customers? Are you ready to quit using ads because you just don't know why they're not working? Here's the solution. You need a guide. Someone who can help you predictably increase your revenue with Facebook and Instagram ads. What if you could tap the insights of a major influencer, someone who's been on this show 3 times, to receive guidance that really works? She's a regular on our weekly talk show. She's been all over our YouTube channel, and she's spoken on all of our stages. Who is this expert? It's Allie Bloyd. Her specialty is helping small business marketers increase their sales with Facebook and Instagram ads. With her 12-month mentorship program, she'll show you how to develop a proven system so you can predictively increase your revenue. You get 4 to 6 hours live with Allie Bloyd every week. This is not just pre-recorded videos. This is live mentorship. Throw away all your other courses and coaches. Stop struggling. Join Marketing Mastery with Allie Bloyd, the easy decision for small business marketers. Go to alliebloyd.com/SME and apply today. Discover how to use paid acquisition with confidence and grow your business predictably. Again, visit alliebloyd.com/SME. You support this show by checking out our sponsors. And now for this week's interview with Nikki Saunders.
Helping you to simplify your social safari. Here is this week's expert guide.
Today, I'm very excited to be joined by Nikki Saunders. If you don't know who Nikki is, she's a content strategist that specializes in Instagram. She's founder and CEO of Deeper Than the Brand, a consultancy that helps influencers create visual content to grow their brand. Her membership community is called The Squad. Her podcast is called Nikki and Moose. Nikki, welcome to the show. Welcome back, I should say.
Really? What's poppin'? It's been a minute. And now it's just me and you. So I feel happy about this. I feel super excited.
Yeah. Last time you were on, we were talking about Clubhouse.
Yep.
And today we're here to talk about something completely different, which is Instagram Live. And we're going to talk about how to use it to promote and sell. But before we do, I'd love to hear your backstory specifically on how'd you get into Instagram and then eventually live video. Start wherever you want to start.
Yeah, so it's a crazy story, to be honest with you. So I was in the Navy for about 9 years, right?
Wow.
As an IT. So nothing with social media.
So a tech person.
Yeah, just a tech person. Love messing with computers, love the whole communication kind of vibe. So it's a little bit of a background, but not really. Then when I got out, I still was an IT, but realized that I had just this love for creating videos, and which got me closer to Instagram. Now, the funny thing is, I was watching this video of this man who was screaming at me, talking about, you know, this guru story, as bad as you want to breathe. And come to find out, it was this motivational speaker called Dr. Eric Thomas. And I was hooked ever since. I binged on all his videos. I ended up on all his events, helping out with the team. And they asked me, like, yo, we need help with our social media. Can you do that? I was like, well, I'm addicted to it. So why not? Right.
So what year was this that Eric Thomas and you started connecting? Do you remember how far back it was?
About like 5-6 years ago. Okay. 5-6 years ago. Absolutely.
How did he reach out to you? Why did he contact you out of everybody else that he was interacting with?
So he has this online community that I was very active in. So like I used to do mashup videos with his voice to like sports clips, highlights, anything that was relevant. And I was keeping his Facebook group very active. Mm. So him and his team was like, yo, you've helped out so much. You want to jump in on the social media side? You already create content. I said, sure, why not? We could try it. So at the time, he had about 300,000 followers on Instagram and pretty much throughout all the social media platforms. And I took his Instagram from 300K to what is 2.1 million followers right now.
Wow.
So yeah, Instagram is my thing.
Now, did you know what you were doing, or were you just kind of experimenting back then?
So back then I was a bit experimenting, but I led as a fan, right? What I do know is that we don't want to be sold to. We want to have content based off why we like you. So I created all the content based off what the people wanted, and doing that was, it just skyrocketed very quickly from what it was before, because I gave people what they actually wanted. Mm.
So back when you were just, you know, part of his community, did you have another job? Was this just something you were doing for fun? Like, what were you doing back then?
Yeah, I was in IT. I was working at a bank at the time, and I was just doing everything on the side. I literally went to all the events on the weekend. I was creating the content. Like, he had an album that came out and I created all the visuals for that album just because I just love to do. I love creating content. And it just happened to be something that grew on me. It's not something that I had trained for in the beginning. Now, granted, when I got into it, now we starting to study everything. But before, it was just a love for creating content that got them to be like, yo, we're a content-based brand, would love to have you come through and see if what you could do with the social media.
So I guess he hires you as a contractor, right? And you start mm-hmm. working for him, and like, tell us the rest of the story, like lead us up to the present if you want.
Yeah. So from there, we grew the social media. We were the main people that recorded all his content. So we went to London, we've gone to Jamaica, we've gone to every state in the US, just recording him and creating it on the fly. I'm very big on, you know, making the content right then and there.
Yeah.
And not necessarily waiting a couple of days.
Right. Documenting it to use the Gary Vee thing, right? So you were filming him everywhere he went, basically, right?
Absolutely. And so it was fun. And now we're at a place where, you know, I'm head of media over there. I'm also one of the main people that runs one of his top programs, Extreme Execution. I'm literally wherever he goes, me or somebody who represents me is there. It's just amazing. It's to be able to impact the world based off content is a different feeling. Like just to help him not only talk to kids, but adults in all different types of ages and getting them up in the morning, there's nothing that beats that feeling for real.
So along the way, you developed Deeper Than the Brand. So tell us a little bit about that.
So of course, when I grew the social media, everybody was wondering, yo, how did it happen? How did it happen? Right. And E.T. used to always mention my name. So a lot of people were like, Nikki, teach me, like, do it for me, all this great stuff. And I was like, you know what? It's time to teach. Right. So I started going really big on my own personal brand, in which this is why I got into live. And we'll talk about that. But everything that I was starting to post was just teaching other people how to create content that had helped E grow. And so the demand was so high that I created Deeper Than the Brand, which is now a place that people could go get courses and group coaching and community on personal brands who are just trying to build their social media presence through authenticity, content, and really trying to figure out how to monetize this thing. So it was really based off just my experience from, you know, fooling with Instagram as long as I did, and really just understanding what people want and how, you know, personal brands and influencers really need to say their message.
How did the work that you did with Eric Thomas help Eric Thomas and his company? What kind of an impact do you think it had?
Oh, man. He was able to add a couple of zeros to what he demanded off of his speaking. He was more active in the NFL teams, NBA teams, getting more corporate gigs. His audience grew. And so the people who wanted him was on a different level because, let's be honest, numbers in that kind of game, in the speaking game, as far as influencers as well, is somewhat matters. And so even though to some he was the number one motivational speaker, and on a list, he was number one motivational speaker, but you can't tell that with 300,000 followers when others have way more doing way less. So by growing that and seeing the numbers across the board on social media platforms, it gained him a whole new income and a whole new way to impact people.
So tell us a little bit about your live journey. So how often are you going live and what are you talking about?
Oh man, I go live Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Every week, Monday through Friday. For me, being the person behind the scenes and growing people's brands, in the beginning, I didn't necessarily have time to record content and, you know, do all these things. So the best way for me was to go live and touch the people right then and there. So I go live Monday through Friday, talk about different personal brand tips, different content tips, how to grow your social media, right? And in a way that people feel like it's a community. So they're talking back and forth. They're now taking notes. They're now executing on all these things that I'm saying, which is still crazy to me this day. But live has truly grown my own personal brand from something that was like, I don't know, when I started like with E, it was about like maybe 2,000-3,000 followers, to now that I'm up to 40K of followers on Instagram based off what I do on live and the consistency that I am.
So this is, first of all, an awesome story. And, you know, a lot of people listening, you know, we're going to talk about live, Instagram live for the rest of this discussion. But there are some people listening right now that are all in on Instagram, but they're not using Instagram live, or they're barely using Instagram live. So why don't you give them the case as to why this is so valuable?
So Instagram live is such a game changer. People in general, right? But specifically for marketers, this is the way that you connect and put a face to the brand, right? We could only say so much through a post, whether it's a video, a flyer, a quote. There's only so much personality, so much we get to know about the brand. When you go live, they're able to put a face to the brand, right? And they're able to see exactly what you're selling. They're able to understand what you're selling, what you're doing, able to ask questions that they may not feel comfortable on a comment because they feel like you may not respond to them. Now they're feeling a little bit more comfortable and being able to be like, hey, so you said your event is this, or the brand's event is this, like what exactly is going to be part of it? And you could break it all the way down, and it brings some type of human vibe to your brand. Whereas, you know, some people just maybe hide behind the logo or just really concentrate on the content strategy as far as posts. But live takes it to a whole new level and actually converts way easier than if you do the just posting here and there.
Well, and let's be honest, it's probably the easiest way to sell on Instagram. Explain that a little bit. Why is that?
Yeah, because let's say I was selling a juice, right? I could show them the juice. I can give them the live reaction of how it tastes, right? I could show them how it was made. I could give them everything, whether it's from my kitchen or whether it was done in a factory. I can give them behind the scenes. It makes them feel like they're part of the journey. So it's not a guessing game of where they may see an ad several times and they're like, all right, I see it so much, let me buy it. They feel way more comfortable buying what they see. It almost gives them that feeling of I actually could touch it, but in a virtual standpoint. So there's no guessing game when you do it on live and you're trying to sell it, because they see everything rather than just seeing the pictures.
Well, and you can also, obviously, if in the case of juice, you could bring on a customer that owns the juice and they could rave about it live, right?
Absolutely.
You could bring on somebody who has questions live. And the medium is, my understanding is, you can go live as long as you want to go live, right? Is there a limit to how long you can go live? Do you know?
No, they got rid of the limits, which is crazy. Yeah. It used to be like an hour, right? And now they took that all the way off. Now you're able to bring on three other more people. So it's four people on the screen. The features have definitely upped since maybe the beginning of Instagram Live, which makes it so much better for brands to get more brand awareness, get people to see who they are. Because now, like just like how you said, if I'm selling the juice, I can bring somebody on virtually to my live. I can bring three other people on and be like, all right, I ask a question and I'm going to send you a juice. Or look, I send you guys the juice now. Taste it right on here and give me your live reaction, or just tell me what your experience was. And people are now able to see, oh, this is a real life situation. This is not fake. This is not made up. There's actual people who are talking about this brand, and we already know how important social proof is. And that is one of the best ways to do it.
Well, and we're recording this on October 7th, 2021. And just days ago, Instagram retired IGTV, and they're just calling it Instagram Video. So my understanding is you're still going to be able to save your lives. It's just not going to be to IGTV anymore. I don't even know when that's going to go into play. But the good news is, unless they change the game, when you're done, you can save the video and people can watch the playback, right?
Absolutely. They do have that option to upload it right then and there, or just download it however you want to do it. Because some people may want to clip it up to exactly the part that they were talking about. So either way, it's still amazing.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. I mean, you can slice and dice this video and do whatever you want with it, which is really cool.
Absolutely. With Instagram Live, when it's done, it's done. But the great part about it is you're able to download it and let it last forever. This is the great part of repurposing, because now you can take that live, put it up as an Instagram video, or cut it down to 15 to 30 seconds and make it a reel, show it as a preview on your stories. You could reuse that live and make that last for what was maybe 30 to an hour before to now possible a whole week's worth of content.
Well, and the other big advantage to live that we didn't mention is when you open up your Instagram app, this is the first thing you see is anybody who's live that you're following, right?
Absolutely. Top of mind.
That's like marketing, like gold right there, right? That's probably why you go live. When you go live, how long are you live for typically?
I'm live between 30 to 40 minutes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into some of the tactical practical. How do you prepare before you go live? Let's kind of start with the basics.
Absolutely. So funny thing is, I just opened my Instagram and on one of the accounts, and I guess this is about to roll out, you're able to schedule a live now. So when you open your live, there's going to be a little calendar for some accounts that you're able to now put the time and date and the title already, and you can blast that to the world, which is amazing.
And are you saying we just discovered that literally just now?
Literally just now. I promise you, it was crazy because I have about like 4 accounts that I'm managing, and it was on like the last one. And I was like, oh, wow, this is different.
Well, and by the time this comes out, it might have rolled out to everybody. Who knows, right?
Listen, let's cross our fingers on that. Yep. Let's cross our fingers. But that's another way of preparing if we even are aware of how even Facebook and YouTube does it. Scheduling out now gives notifications to your followers. So that's one way to prep, even if this isn't rolled out yet to your account. Have that in the back of your mind. But different ways to prepare is clearly a regular post, whether you want to do a flyer, whether you want to do literally from your note app saying I'm going live at a specific time. We have to understand that not everybody's going to drop what they're doing just because you went on live. So you got to give them a heads up. So do a post, right? I would say the minimum.
And when you say flyer, you mean some sort of a graphical post. Is that what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Graphic.
Not on stories, but just a regular post, right?
Just on regular posts. On stories, you're going to put it up too.
Okay.
But on stories, you're going to put the countdown sticker as well.
Okay.
So people could turn on their notifications right on the stories saying, okay, I'll get a notification when she or he go live.
Okay.
Right? So you want to make sure, and even in the description of your regular post, you want to say, hey, turn on your notifications, my live notifications, so you do not miss out, right? So now they're saying the time that you're going live, the topic that you're going live, and you're giving them a call to action of making sure the notifications are on so they could plan accordingly, right? This is great for when you're trying to get more people on your live. And the stories as well, putting up possibly that same graphic that you just did, or maybe video for those who love video, the video that you just did, putting that countdown sticker on there and telling people, hey, turn on those notifications so they don't necessarily miss it. Another thing to prepare is if you want a graphic on your IG Live, this is where you're going to go into Canva, right? And do a story, which is a 9 by 16 ratio for those who go in Canva, right? And it could be very simple. You literally could just write the title of it with a plain background. You can add some pictures. But the great thing about Instagram is that you can share photos and videos while you're on live. And when you create your title, right? And that Instagram frame, what normally would be an Instagram story, but an Instagram frame for your live, now it gives your IG Live more of a kind of vibe, as well as they know exactly what they're listening to because the title is right there. So this is something that you can do. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, I love that you do it because it makes it look way more professional. So
absolutely.
Explain to people how to do this, because when I've gone live in the past, it's just my face. So is there some special setting I need to do? Like, how do you do that? How do you add that graphic?
I got you. So there's 2 ways you can do this. If you have your, you know, your picture, because it's technically a picture, right? But if you have your frame already planned out, when you go on live, you're going to see that photo option, right? And in that photo option, you hit it, you pick the picture or the frame that you want, and instantly it pops up on the screen and it makes you go to the top right of the IG Live. So now the picture has taken up the full view and you are now on the top right. Still, they can see you, but just a little bit smaller because the focus is going to be on the title. The focus is going to be on the visual that you have up there, and you're just guiding them through this topic. So that's one way. Another way, if you don't want to do that, or if you maybe you don't have time, I suggest that you find a Instagram filter that you can find on Instagram Live. You can go all the way to the right under effects, and you're going to see a magnifying glass. And in the magnifying glass, you're going to see all these different filters. I'll say find your favorite and brand that. What I mean by branding that is make sure you are consistent, that people look at, go to your live and they know that is you. And if they see other people use it, they're like, nah, that's Michael's.
Well, what are you searching for? Is there a special filter just for live is what you're saying?
No. So you can be inside of the phone, even though people are watching it from the phone. You can have, there's this one that I use that's like a, it'll say Monday on top and well, whatever day it is and the time of the day. And you're kind of in the middle with this beige filter.
Oh, cool.
It changes because, you know, different creators have made these frames, which was supposedly for stories and reels. But the great thing is you could use it for your live as well and give it that aesthetic pleasing feel for your viewers.
You were mentioning Canva earlier.
Yeah.
Do they actually have templates that are pre-built for live, or do you kind of have to mess around with it a little bit until you figure out like exactly where your little video is going to show up so you know where to put everything? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, you kind of have to mess with it a bit. The great thing is another feature that was rolling out is that Instagram allows you to practice your lives. So you can do just you acting as you are live and no one else gets this notification. It's just you practicing. It's practice mode. Or you can select a few people and send it to them and they can join to make sure that your live looks good. So this is really good when you're trying to have that graphic up there so you can see how it looks before you really go public with it.
Do you recommend having a bunch of graphics that can kind of serve as slides, if you will, during your talk?
If you're that detailed, absolutely.
You generally just create one. It sounds like just for whatever you're talking about. Is that the idea for you?
Yeah, for me, I just do one because I'll go different places with that one thing. But I have done where it slides as well if I'm going real deep on the teaching. And it works very well because it has the same kind of background, just changing the different words and a different picture. And people feel like it's a live webinar.
How do you know when you're prepping? How much preparation should we do regarding what we're going to talk about?
It really depends on the person. I normally do about 20 minutes of what am I going to talk about and what are some of the talking points, right? Now, there's people who go super in detail, right? And may need possibly an hour or 2 hours, or maybe already have their whole week planned out. So it really depends if you are a spontaneous person or if you are a very detailed person. But I will say at least give it about 20 minutes so you're not going all over the place. But Instagram Live can be a little intimidating because now you see the red light. Now you see people come in. They're saying hi to you possibly. And you may get really distracted if you have your topic and your talking points. You're guided and the distractions won't be that deep. And you can still say your point and your call to actions afterwards.
So let's talk about kind of the flow of when you go live. Like, what are the different stages, you know, because this obviously will help people prepare, but it'll also help people kind of know, especially for anybody that's going to try to sell something. Like, what's the steps or the types of things that you do when you're live that everybody should know?
Yeah, there's about 3-4 steps for me. So the first one is the introduction, right? Do you have an intro? And an intro doesn't have to be deep. For me, I go, what's popping? This is Nikki. Shout out to everybody who's watching this replay. I'll say hashtag replay squad, hashtag replay gang. Where's everybody from? Right? This is what that does is it allows Instagram to notify your followers that, hey, Nikki's live. Come on, come right now because she's live. And if you miss it, you won't see it no more.
So it's a little bit of filler is what I'm hearing you say for the replay, really, right?
Absolutely, right? Because you're also going to put this on your Instagram video, which was IGTV, but you're also going to put it for your video. So instead of doing the usual, all right, I'm just going to wait for everybody to come in. How's everybody doing? We're instantly not going to watch that replay.
Right.
Or we're going to fast forward it. So an intro is really good for not only the replay value, but as well as allowing Instagram to notify your followers. Now, another thing to do is have a pin post, right?
Wait, real quick on the intro. You probably should say, hey, we're going to talk about this today, right? We're going to cover these things, I would imagine also, right? Because when someone does watch it, I would imagine they're making a decision whether to bail in the first few seconds, right?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. But the great thing is, even if you forget that part, that's why it's really great to have that graphic and the title when you go live, because it's already there. And you know what? We didn't even mention this. When you go live on Instagram, it allows you to put a title onto it, right? So if you open your Instagram live now, you're going to see a button that says details. In that detail, you're able to put a title, because when Instagram notifies you, it's going to say, hey, Nikki's live, and this is the title of it. So they can instantly see if they want to jump in or not based off your title. So that's really important. But back to when you're already live, do a pin post saying, hey, share this with 10 people, 3 people, whatever your number is, right? And type done or a check mark, right? In the beginning, you want to get as many people into your live as you can. You already did the prep work by notifying people, right? But at the same time, the promotion doesn't stop there. In your live, you want to say, hey, share this. And by them sharing it, they're going to have to hit the airplane that's in the bottom right. And by them doing that, it takes people to their DMs and not necessarily just a random tag. So this kind of increases your chances of getting more people who need to be on your live, like who are intentional with being on your live, than just random people, and which helps you grow your following as well. So definitely have a pin post, right? And all you have to do is write in your comments, hey, share this with 10 people and type done, and hold down when you post that in your live, hold down on it, and this is what's going to create the pin post.
So wait, if you hold down on it, does it pop up something that says pin or something like that?
Yep, sure does.
Oh, so you can pin that comment right to the top is basically what I'm saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it stays right there as long as you want to, right? Until you pin another one or you just exit out of it.
You probably have something copied already in, so you can just do it super quick. Do you just type it in?
My favorite number is 3. So I go share this with 3 people and type done. And I have the emoji of a checkbox just in case they don't want to type done. I always adding 2 different ways of being able to communicate with me. And then I also have buy a badge and be part of the badge gang because of badges when it comes to IG Live. That's a way to monetize. But I have that always pinned in the very first half of my live.
Perfect. And then you did mention something. Do you verbally sometime during your live encourage people to do the same thing or no?
Absolutely. Yeah, I got when they first jump in, I go, make sure you share this with 3 people who are and whoever your audience is. So what I'll say is make sure you share this with 3 people who are trying to learn how to grow their personal brand, how to try to make amazing, impactful content, and was trying to, grow their social media presence. Cool. So they know exactly who. I don't want you to send this to everybody because I have a call to action that is only specific for my audience. So I make sure that I address those people like, hey, share this with my true audience. So that's what comes in.
So when you're actually near the end, I would imagine you have a different call to action, right? So what do you do then?
Absolutely. So what I'll do is I'll get rid of that pin post, right? And I'll put either a website or possibly a text number or whatever my call to action may be. And I'll pin that now. And as we get closer to the end, I'll then introduce what I am trying to sell or what I am trying to make sure people know what to do, right? So if I'm saying, hey, even from a very simple situation of go interact with my last post, I'll say, hey, this is what I need you to do. Right now, this whole live was based off and inspired by my last post. Go to the last post, go share it, go comment on it. You see it on the pin post, the directions of what to do, you know, and next tomorrow, we're going to talk about this, right? So from a very simple standpoint, you could do that. Or if you have, let's say something that you're selling, if I'm going and talking about my community, I'll say, listen, because you were on my live, no one else knows about this community. So what I need you to do is text this number, and I'll have the text on the pin post, right? Text this number, and because you're on this live, you are able to get access. This is not available anywhere else. And I do that because I know they spend the time on the live. You want to make them feel as if you acknowledge them and they're getting something that nobody else has because they're on your live. There may be 20, 30, hundreds of people on your live, but that's not all of your followers. So giving that exclusive feel at the end of it with directions from that pinned post converts very well. Or you can do like a reveal, like going back to the juice thing. I said, hey, look, since you are still here, I'm going to give you a sneak peek of what is about to come out. No, like you won't see this on the post, but let me show you what new juice flavor that we have coming out. And if you join the email list, like you'll be the first ones to be able to buy it.
Sweet.
Right. And you say link in bio, or you give the exact landing page right on the pinned post. These are just some of the different call to actions that you can do that people actually really appreciate because they reach the end of your life.
Now, the pinned post isn't going to have an active link on it, right? They're going to have to copy it. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
This is a really good trick. One of the things you want to do is make sure they get a screenshot.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So what you can do is, hey, look, you see the link, but you can't click on it. Let's do a screenshot. If this added any kind of value to you, if you like this live, let's count down 1, 2, 3. I'm a pose for you guys. You put this on your stories as well as you save that link, right? Which so that does two things for you. That does brand awareness because now people are sharing that they were on your live. And then two, it helps them take that link and type it in manually.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
So it does amazing.
So let's talk a little bit about promoting and selling. Like, how do you transition? Because, you know, a lot of marketers aren't necessarily doing it every day, so they haven't refined their process like you have. So I'm sure you're providing a lot of value, and at some point you're pivoting into a pitch. How do you do it? Got any tips on how to promote and sell when you're live?
Absolutely. So when you first do your lives, right, if you have a product or a service or event, whatever you're doing that you want to sell, what is a topic that you can extract from what you are selling, right? So it can go hand in hand. You don't want to necessarily talk about tying your shoes, but I'm selling you juice,
right?
So let me tell you exactly how to tie the shoe perfectly, but I have this new juice. It doesn't make sense, right? So if you have, let's say, an event coming up, you're going to see, okay, what are the different topics that are going to be part of this event that I can possibly give 3 to 4, because, you know, we want to do a good amount of time on the live, 3 to 4 tips based off this particular topic. And then I could say, the crazy thing is that we're going to go way more in depth about this particular topic and go give you the blueprint in the system at so-and-so event. And in this event, it happens in this day, this time. You see the pin post.
I love how you transitioned it. So you're giving them some and you're saying, hey, if you want to go deeper, here's an event.
Absolutely.
And what about if you're selling juice? If you're selling juice, you're probably educating people on the value, the educational value of juice and some of the struggles that people face that don't drink juice. And by the way, I'm drinking the juice right now while we're doing the live. And let me just tell you a little bit more about our juice. I mean, I would imagine that's kind of how you're doing it, right?
Absolutely. You're fine when it comes to such things as the juice, you're finding a pain point that you could talk about. Why do people, let's say this juice gives you energy, right? Why do people go more to energy drinks than a natural juice?
Right?
So you're maybe comparing it. Right. And from a generic standpoint, not even necessarily because people will catch and smell promotion real quick. Right. So just from a general standpoint of like, OK, here are these particular energy drinks and here's some juices that gives you energy based off their natural things. What would you pick? And actually have your audience, the viewers, interact with you.
Oh, I like that.
Yo, type 1 if you drink energy drinks. Type 2 if you drink energy juices. Juices that actually give you energy off top, right? And now you're getting them to engage. All right, now after this conversation, who's still going to drink an energy drink, right? and you get them voting, and then you transition to, well, if you are finally going to get rid of those energy drinks, let me tell you about the energy juice that I actually drink and that I actually use and I'm about to sell on this launch date. I'm telling you guys early, right? So I need you to get on the email list. So every topic that you talk about on your live needs to smoothly transition into your call to action. So it's not even a stumble. It's not like, okay, now I'm going to sell you something.
This is the part you need to prepare for, right? Which is really that smooth transition, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not hard to sell when you are already talking about the
topic,
yeah. And you're already giving them a solution and tips within your live. Because you already said it over and over again. Now they're like, okay, where do I get it?
Well, and I would imagine this is particularly powerful for anybody who's listening that works for a business or consults for a business or owns a business that is selling information or knowledge, right? Because you can give away information and knowledge. You know, today we're going to answer how to do blank, right? Like I just think of my social media marketing world, right? So just imagine all the different questions people have, just even on Instagram, right?
Right.
Like, you know, maybe we talk about a couple of, we're going to talk Instagram strategy today, right? And we say, you know, one of the biggest things people struggle with is content. So we're going to come up with three different content ideas, right? Of what you can make with Instagram stories, for example, right?
Yep.
And then we'll ask them questions and stuff. And then maybe at the end, we could say, hey, did you guys know we have an entire track that has a lot of great speakers? And you can learn from the wizards, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, is that kind of the way you do it? You kind of tie those things together, right?
That's exactly how it goes and how smooth that was. Even though you were thinking on the fly, it still went smooth because you knew exactly what your audience wanted to hear. You knew that was an actual track in the event. So it goes really smooth with, hey, let me give you tips and I'm going to give you the whole system at this particular event. I'm going to give you the whole system when you buy this product or service. So it's always with lives. It's always about what tips are you giving them that makes them feel like they could do it on their own real quick, fast, in a hurry. And they feel a type of momentum, but they need more. And the more is going to be what you're going to sell.
If we got a pie chart, what's the percent that's going to value versus pitched?
Yeah.
Whew. 75% value?
Yeah.
90%?
Absolutely. 90% of value.
So in a 10-minute thing, you're spending 9 minutes providing value and 1 minute providing a little bit of a pitch is what I'm hearing you say, right?
Absolutely.
And do you have any tips? Like, do you say, hey, DM me afterwards if you have questions or whatever? I mean, because sometimes I would imagine there's some nurturing that has to happen for the sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend there?
So a DM is definitely amazing. Because it's that direct communication. So now it's a more personal, you could probably get the sale even more easier because you're answering their questions, right? Or you could, for those people, because I'm big on understanding, we have introverts and extroverts who purchase. So extroverts may be ready to buy it, right? So tell them directly where they want to go. Here, go to the link in my bio. They may not want to talk to you. And then there's the introverts that may want to know more information, a little bit more detail. Hey, there's two ways that you can do this. You could DM me, right? You can email me, right? Or you could go to the frequently asked questions page on the website and go about that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things a lot of people are probably wondering is, okay, this sounds really fascinating, but you know, how do I get more people to show up? Because obviously in order for this all to work, I would imagine you want at least a decent number of people showing up. So do you have any tips on, other than we already talked about, on how to encourage people to show up?
Absolutely. I would actually say bring somebody on live from your audience, right? Think about it like this. So we've done the prep work, right? So they know about it, right? The two things that gives extra notifications is bringing people on live. When somebody goes live, then your followers are getting another notification that you're going live with this particular person, and their followers get a notification that they're on live with you.
Wow.
So that's going to bring more people in, as well as doing question and answer, the feature question and answer, because then Instagram is then sending another notification saying, hey, Michael's doing a question and answer at this moment. So you're now encouraging people, hey, there is a question box in the bottom right. Any questions that you have during this live, put it in the question box and I'll do a Q&A either maybe in the middle or afterwards so you can get more people to come. So when that time for call to action is there, more people are actually on your live than even from the beginning.
Can you clarify, is that some sort of a box you need to check when you set up the live, or help me understand the connection between the Q&A?
No, it's right there. It's right there. So even for both ways. So if you're bringing somebody on live, right, you can either hold down their name and it'll show, hey, go live with this particular person, or there's going to be a camera on the bottom right that you click and you just search for that person that you want to bring on live. Or there's another way. They actually request to go on live.
Oh, you're saying the Q&A feature is literally them going live, or is that something different? I guess I'm getting confused.
No, no, no. The Q&A feature is already embedded in the IG Live. It's a question bubble.
I see.
So you'll see it when you go live, but your viewers will also see the question like bubble as well as the airplane. Those are the two options that they have, the two kind of call to action things that they have already is I can ask a question and it will pop up on the bottom of your live.
Can you show that up on the screen for everybody to see it, or how does that work? Because obviously I don't spend enough time in Instagram Live.
Yeah. So when somebody submits a question, right, and you go into that question box, you hit on it and it instantly pops up for everybody to see.
Oh, that's cool.
And when it does that, now Instagram instantly turns your circle from what was a red to say live to now kind of like this blue turquoise thing, and it then says Q&A.
Oh. And for whatever reason, why does that help get more people showing up live? I'm curious what the connection there is.
So once Instagram sends another notification, so let's say you were already live for like 10 minutes. That notification is long and gone, right? They went on and did some other stuff. Now Instagram is sending another notification saying now she's at the Q&A part. Some people may just want to ask you questions.
Oh.
Especially if they're you've been giving the value through your post and they have a question to ask you, they'll just go for the question and answer part rather than just you talking.
I see. That's totally cool. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine you can just scroll through and decide which questions you want to pop up on the screen. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not mandatory to answer all the questions. You could pick as many or as little as you want. And the good thing is, once again, if somebody asks a question that you want to go further into with that particular person, then you can bring them on live. And so it's like a double notification again. So now you have a possible of having three notifications.
That's brilliant.
Of people understanding about your live than rather just one. And this ups your chances of getting more people.
Okay, this has been amazing. My first question is, where can people find you on Instagram? And are you consistent as far as what time of the day you generally go live?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. This is Nikki's, N-I-C-K-Y with an S at the end. Super active there. And I go live Monday through Friday around 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so you go live at night. 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to discover more about you outside of Instagram, do you have a place you want to send them?
Absolutely. So I got Nikki and Moose the podcast, right? That's where I'm breaking everything down as far as these influencers, but what can we learn from them on a branding and business standpoint? So you can find that in all your podcast places or easynikkiandmoose.com and you can listen to it and watch it right there. That's my love right there. I love my podcast.
And then if they want to reach out to you, I would imagine Instagram is your preferred platform. They can DM you there if they want to, right?
Absolutely. Instagram is my place. And of course, if anybody wants to know more about how to create content from an influencer and personal brand standpoint, deeperthanthebrand.com is there and available for you.
Nikki Saunders, thank you so much for coming on and answering my bazillion questions.
Absolutely. It was fun. I want more.
I do too. We could spend an enormous amount of time together. Folks, be sure to check out her Instagram account. Say what that account is again.
This is Nikki's, N-I-C-K-Y with an S.
All right. See you next time, Nikki.
Bye.
Hey, if you missed anything, we took all the notes for you over at socialmediaexaminer.com/482. If you're new to this show, be sure to follow us. And if you've been a longtime listener, would you let your friends know about this show? I'm at Stelzner on Instagram. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you next week. I hope you make the best out of your day. And may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.